Thanks for downloading Scott Harrell's podcast. These discussions come from his radio show on sosradio.net. It's a Christian radio station you can plug in with for music or conversation.
It's just what God has done in my heart, what God has done in me, who I was, 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago to who I am now through this journey about how God has changed my heart.
Thanks for supporting the podcast.
We're talking about owning who we are, even when we feel like our past sometimes makes us feel broken. I'm Scott Harrell on SOS Radio, and today we're talking with actor Benjamin Onyango. You might recognize him as Reverend Jude from God's Not Dead or from his roles in movies like Tears of the Sun. Good morning, Benjamin.
Good morning, Scott. How are you doing?
So you're part of a new film. It's called Beautifully Broken. It actually releases this weekend, but it's about fathers fighting for their families.
Yes, it is. It's based on a true story. It's about three families, like you said, one American and one Rwandan, whose lives become intricately intertwined in an amazing testimony of God's provision and redemption.
Yeah, it goes back to the Rwanda genocide in the late 90s, huh?
Yes, it does. Actually, I'm playing William Muzewa, who actually escaped when people were being chopped, hacked to death. He escaped with a pregnant wife and the child and ran all night into Uganda, then into Kenya, ended up in a refugee camp, and an American missionary was looking for people who qualify in the refugee camp there to send to America or Europe, and he qualified because of his refugee status, and he sent him to Nashville, where he lives today, and he's running a refugee missionary called Legacy Missionary Village, which helps other refugees like he was to transition from being refugees to mainstream America.
Now, Benjamin, what did you learn about the refugee crisis that it's facing so many all over the world right now and America's response to that as you were prepping for this film?
The one that I learned about was I was in Kenya. I grew up there. I was born there in 1994 when Kenya sent an army to curb this genocide that was happening in Rwanda. That's how I knew about it.
Well, Benjamin, you're born and you're raised in Kenya, and you're actually introduced to the gospel through some American missionaries who came through your country when you were about 15 years old?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, that's how I got saved. You know, they came, I think they were from Southern Baptist, and I was 15. We lived in the ghetto, it's a place called Jericho. We had Jericho Baptist Church, and these missionaries came in, gave us Bibles, they preached to us, and they had, it was amazing. You know, that's true. That's so true. A long time ago.
Benjamin, living in America, a lot of times we think about missionaries sending people overseas, but it's kind of neat to see the other side of it. What was your experience there?
It was amazing. It's like backwards now. The Africans are actually the ones now sending missionaries to America, doing what the Americans used to do.
Now, working in Hollywood sounds like a fascinating career. I mean, there's so many opportunities for Christ followers to shine a light and impact cultures through movies. If more Christians wanted to be intentional about that, huh?
Yes, right now with the advent of God's Not Dead and the success of it at the box office, there's been an influx of faith-based movies since then that have also been successful. So it looks like Hollywood is actually finally paying attention to faith-based movies and accepting them as viable, as just as their mainstream ones are.
I want to talk a little bit more about that in just a second. We're talking to actor Benjamin Onyango. He's in the new film Beautifully Broken that actually releases this weekend. We'll continue our conversation next on SOS Radio. We'll talk about how we can have a little more impact in Hollywood and through media.
Downloading audio.
Nonstop.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
I don't know if you've noticed, but more and more faith-based movies are really making an impact in Hollywood. I'm Scott on SOS Radio, and we're talking to Benjamin Onyango from Beautifully Broken. It's a brand new film that's out this weekend. He was also in God's Not Dead. But Benjamin, what do you think it is about Hollywood getting a hold of all these faith-based films and really just digging into the family-friendly content, making this an actual viable market that people want to buy tickets for?
I'm thinking for them, the first thing would be economical. God's Not Dead really did well, $70 million at the box office and then $100 million worldwide. So the ones that followed did just as great. So I think first it's economic, but then others are also looking at it as kind of a change from all the regular stuff that they do with all the violence and the cursing and all that stuff. It's not really great for families, and we are losing families. Whether we agree with that or not, we are losing families in America because of, you know, these people just want to live whichever way they want. I think the faith-based movies are kind of bringing them back to where America used to be a long time ago. I think that's probably one of the second reason. I may not be right, but I think that's what I believe.
Yeah. It's just so interesting because you've seen for a lot of years people say, oh, nobody's going to go to a faith-based film, or Christians don't support these films. But we've been seeing a turning point happening in the last few years, and now more and more actors and directors are stepping up, and a lot of the Hollywood studios are starting to spend more money on these because there's great stories behind them.
And we're not even talking about Christian movie makers. We're talking mainstream movie makers like Mel Gibson and all them people. You know, now they're the ones doing these movies, which is good, by the way. It's good. Yeah, I commend them.
We're talking to Benjamin Onyango on SOS Radio. He has a new movie. It's called Beautifully Broken. You also work as a teacher a lot of the time, and you see so much as you're working with students. I mean, when you think about the idea of looking at our past, looking at the way that God restores and heals, what does being beautifully broken mean to you?
Beautifully broken has an important message, a message of hope, a message of the way the stories of these people coming together. And then there's so many clips and parts in the movie that show examples of forgiveness, friendship and unity and hope and love, all these things rolled up into one. So me, I'm thinking that with a story like that, I mean, how can you go wrong? You know, somebody who's watching, whether it be a Christian or not, you relate to that. Somebody who goes through so much, but then at the end comes out triumphant. And that's always a good story.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Tell a friend and connect.
SOSradio.net.
We're talking to Benjamin Onyango on SOS Radio today, and he's in the new film Beautifully Broken. But you teach special needs students, and you have a strong desire a lot of times just to really speak life into those that sometimes feel overlooked. I mean, there's a lot of parallels you see in the characters you've played in a lot of these films. I mean, how do your own personal convictions go into that and the way that you want to treat and mentor students?
Yeah, like you said, you know, special needs children, I work with kids who are on the autism spectrum. I mean, from low functioning to high functioning, and I've seen it all. And that's the reason I wrote TV shows like Dysfunctionally Organized, because I wanted to shed light about they should not be overlooked. You know, they also have something to give in society. They're actually very bright. Most of them are usually so smart. It's just what they lack is social skills. So that's what in special ed, that's what we try to teach them, social skills, so that they will be able to use their smarts and also be able to function in the mainstream world, be able to talk to people instead of demanding things and all that kind of stuff, you know. So, yeah, so that's what drives me, by the way, drives me. I know it's hard work working with special ed, but the fact that I am changing one life or two lives or even three, that drives me and makes me happy. It makes me live a fulfilled life.
So Benjamin, when you work as a special needs teacher, what do you think most Americans misunderstand about special needs students?
The assumption that they don't know, that they don't understand, that they don't get it. They do. I have one boy that I was working with. I'm 6'1". This kid is 6'3". He's bigger than me. But he is smart. He can do math. But he still functions at the brain level of a four-year-old. So when he starts hitting his head on his knee and just hitting his head over and over, and he starts bleeding, and he says things like, "You are a waste. You are a waste of money. You are a waste of time." So I'm like, wait a minute. Why is he saying those things? So those are things that he's being told by whoever it is. Wait, maybe it's the mother who's mad or father. I don't know. So they get these things. They do. So that's why I realized from a very early age when I started working with him that they get it. We just have to be able to facilitate it in a way that they can also be able to live in this world like everybody else does. They also deserve to be there.
Absolutely. Well, we're talking with actor Benjamin Onyango on SWS Radio today, and he has a new film. It's called Beautifully Broken. It's out in theaters this weekend. But several years ago, I heard about a Japanese art form called Kinsokuroi, and it's art that puts broken pieces of pottery back together. And in doing so, it doesn't really try to hide the cracks and the crevices, but actually showcases the cracks and the crevices. I mean, in fact, it's a form of art that's really valuable because of the fact that it is beautifully broken. It feels a lot like the way that God works and restores through brokenness.
Exactly. And that's why the characters in this film are not just being real people. We're playing people who existed, people who still exist today. They're not fictional. And what I love about this movie, just what, like what you just said, they turn negative, their negative experiences into positive outcomes. That although they went through this bad stuff, this horrible, horrendous period in their life, God turned it out in such a way that they actually triumphed in the end. And that's a good story. It's like those parts that you just spoke about, that yes, they're broken and all that stuff, but they're put together and you still see the scars. Scars don't always mean it's something bad. Scars mean that you've gone through the fire and survived.
Thanks for listening to the SOS Radio Podcast with Scott Harreld. If this discussion encouraged you, feel free to share it with your friends on social media.